Lovely.
Have you ever then heard, well, you would have done it because I've been telling you about them this morning, a garden pond you can actually swim in? Paul Mercer runs the Swimming Pond Company from his home in Bressingham near Diss. Naturally, he's got one in his back garden, and as the name suggests, it looks like a fish pond, but you can swim in it. You can't picture this, can you?
No, I can't picture this at all.
Well, the other day I went to meet Paul and dipped my toe in the water, and here's how we got on.
I was really inspired by an article that I saw in one of the Sunday newspaper supplements a few years ago. And it just jumped out at me. I thought, what a fantastic, amazing idea. And we'd put a pond in here a couple of years previously. Shame I didn't know about the idea at that point. We thought, well, what can we do? And I tracked an old friend of mine down, a guy called Johan. And he had been designing ponds, lakes, all over the country, and had a huge amount of experience. I got him over here and said, look, what do you think about this swimming pond concept? And he said, don't know anything about it, talk to me. I told him everything I knew at that point, having sort of researched as much as I could. And he said, what a fantastic idea. Let's do it here, with the aim of setting up a business. And that's what we did.
So look at the ponds. It looks like your garden pond, but the water's beautifully clear, so it's not at all like my back garden pond. There are no fish. We'll talk about that in a moment. But it's also quite lake-like, not of lake-sized proportions. Well, I suppose you could call it a small lake. But apart from that, it does look like your garden pond because you've got reeds, you've got weeds, and it's nicely planted up and beautifully sculptured.
And that purely is the intention of what we're trying to do. The idea being that it can look visually appealing for 12 months of the year, which you don't get with a conventional swimming pool. Well, effectively, the concept of the swimming pond is, of the whole, we really divide into two pretty much equal areas. One is your swimming zone, and the second area is the what we call the regeneration zone. It's the regeneration zone where we have all the plants, basically, and it's the plants that we're using to clean and purify the water. And effectively, what we have is, in the regeneration zone, quite a deep, probably about 40, 45 centimetres of various levels of gravel. Through the gravel, we have a number of perforated pipes that run through into a pumping chamber. And the idea is that we suck water through those pipes, so the water goes down vertically through the substrata, allowing the plants to pick up their nutrients in order for their growth as the water is drawn past them. And that is all part of the cleaning process of the swimming pond.
That's very clever. Now, were you to introduce fish, that would be a bad thing, wouldn't it? Tell us why.
Fish are not a great idea because, of course, one of the things we're trying to do is reduce nutrients in the water the whole time. And, of course, their excrement is high in nutrients, and we don't really want that in the water. And also, if they're carp, for instance, bottom feeders, they will be stirring up the bottom of the pond. And what we're trying to do is to retain clear water.
What about the construction? Does it vary greatly from a regular garden pond?
Construction really is totally different. I suppose, overall, we excavate an area for the pond, but effectively we're really building a swimming pool, conventional swimming pool construction, and putting that in the middle of the pond.
Who are your clients? Obviously you can't drop names, maybe film stars, I don't know, I won't ask. But is it the rich and famous who are having swimming ponds, or is it ordinary people?
I think the clients are really a bit of a cross-section, really. I think they've all got a bit of land, and they're all very passionate about the environment. And they're all into sort of planting trees and very, very much into sort of conservation. But it's not cheap. It's, I think, generally, it's always difficult to say, but generally you would expect to pay more than you would for a conventional swimming pool. But that very much depends on the specification, of course.
Is it good for parties?
And fantastic for parties, as you can imagine, you know. And
have you been for a swim in it on Christmas Day? Saved going to Hunstanton for a Christmas Day dip.
I really wish I could say yes to that, but the truth is no. But hey, this year might be different.
We're not that far from the Mere in Diss. Most pieces of water have a name. Have you thought of a name?
I, until you suggested it, I've not thought about a name at all.
Well, rather conveniently, I've forgotten to bring my cozy today, but Paul is going to jump in for me because, of course, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, or in Paul's case, with the swimming pond, the jumping. And I dare say the dog will want to jump in as well. So as they say, Paul, come on in, the water's lovely. Even though it's June, flaming June, is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? What do you reckon?
Well, one of the interesting things is we do actually get a slight warming effect. The regeneration zone is quite shallow water. So rather like a rock pool on a beach on a sunny day, it warms up very quickly. And because we're recirculating that water back into the swimming zone, it actually shouldn't be too bad.
Perhaps I better stand back. Ready when you are.
Fantastic!
Go on, how cold is it? Go on, be honest.
It's actually lovely and warm. It's not cold at all.
You're about 6 foot tall. You could stand up in it. No, he can't stand up in it. No, you can't. That's really, it's deeper than it looks then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great diving depth. But of course, we advise all our clients not to dive, jump in fact, enjoy themselves generally.
There's some wildlife in the pond with you. Is that's okay? That's all part of the ecosystem?
I think anybody would think that we've got a breeding program at the moment for water boatmen. There's lots. But yeah, there's lots of newts, as well as bits and pieces in the water. We've got dragonflies. There's just movement around the pond the whole time. And it's just lovely to sit on the deck in the evening and just take it all in, really.
But that's what you want from a pond, isn't it? That's the way the pond aspect comes in, I suppose, to be a little bit of a home for wildlife.
I think the environmental issues are huge, really, and it really has set up home for so many creatures. You know, we've got birds coming down in the evening to drink, to bathe. We've got bats flying over. Sort of overhead at night, feeding on the insects around, and it's just lovely to see. We had a kingfisher here a few weeks ago, and he was feeding on, I imagine, dragonfly larvae. And suddenly, out of nowhere, a sparrowhawk came down. And fortunately for the kingfisher, he just managed to duck out of the way just in time. But it just goes on.
Paul Mercer painting a lovely picture of the wildlife which enjoys his swimming pond. Find out more on Paul's website, www.theswimmingpondcompany.co.uk. All one word, theswimmingpondcompany.co.uk. I wish I'd gone in there.
That's lovely. I know. I can't believe you chickened out.
Health and safety. Health and safety.
Health and safety. Well, did it look very cold? Did you at least dip your finger in?
No, health and safety. I can't do that. You know.
Might catch your death.
Oh. Thanks, Paul, very much for having me. Next then.